Say good morning, say good morning. We are thankful to God to be here this morning. Are you thankful? Could be worse.
Amen. Some lay down last night and didn't wake up. And God blessed us to get here, to be at this place and be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm thankful to be alive. I appreciate life. You know, there's treasure in life, you know, value in being alive. And you got to give God credit for that because that's His decision. And the Bible says, appointed unto man once to die. And after that, there'll be a judgment. And so that's why we're here this morning, so that we are preparing for judgment. We want to make it to heaven, don't you? Yeah, that's why we're here. If you're on the call, listening to us, we appreciate having you on our call. We've got a lot of our members still on the conference line, those who are sick and shut in and can't get here for some other reason. And we're thankful that we're able to provide that avenue for them. And then to those of our visitors who may be joining in on Facebook or YouTube or on the conference call, we welcome you, especially if you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You're our very honored guest. We appreciate having you with us. You're a VIP of our audience. We want you to be saved. We want you to be saved. That's what we want. We want you to be saved because we know to be saved, one must obey the gospel. And the gospel is the story of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. It's a love story. And when someone loved God, they would love his son. His son suffered for you. If you believe that with all of your heart, willing to make a confession that you believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God, then Jesus commanded us to baptize you. In baptism, you contact the blood of Jesus. By faith, you step in that water, and sins will be washed away. Sins will be washed away. And then the Lord would add you to the only church in the Bible, and that is the Church of Christ. Now, we don't say that to put down others. We just say that that's what the Bible says. I think it's safe to do that, don't you?
Yeah.
Just say what the Bible says and leave that alone. And everybody going to face God for themselves, but I'm going to face Him in the church that I can read about. That's what I'm going to do. Now, you do what you want to do with that. Yeah, you do what you want to do with that. But I'm going to try. I'm going to stay right here in the Church of Christ. And if I leave the Church of Christ, something is wrong mentally with me. I can tell you that right now. That's how much I believe in the Bible. Yeah, I believe in everything I'm preaching. I do. I believe that I'm a sinner just like you. I all have sin. Nobody up, no big eye, little you. So anytime you look at me thinking I'm worse than you, just look back in the mirror. You'll see how bad you look. You know, every sinner should look bad in his or her sight. That keeps you from looking down on other people and talking about how bad they're doing when you've been doing worse or as bad as they're doing. So it's always good to keep a focus on yourself. Amen. I was thinking about the lesson on Wednesday night. Brother Stroud talked about worry. How many of y'all was on that call Wednesday night Bible class? That was a good lesson. It really, you know, you've been in church 36 years, and now I'm going to stop using the word worry. Because I'm concerned, and that's what some of us worry. And I'm guilty. I have to ask God to forgive me for that. Worrying, you worry, you think about the worst case scenario. The end of it's going to be bad. I mean, I understood what he taught. I said, man, that makes sense. Yeah. So I am very concerned. Well, how many of you are concerned about things in life?
Amen.
Yeah. How many of you are worried? Well, if you worry, you think the worst. That it's going to end bad. Well, you ain't seen. Brother, I taught her. That was a good lesson. We should have recorded that. Brother, I might want to bring that one again from the pulpit. I think he'll teach more on that this morning. So he'll come in Bible class. Stay around for that study so you'll enjoy it as well. You don't get too old to learn either. You know, I've been preaching 36 years, still learning from the Bible. Isn't that something? Maybe all the young preachers need to understand. Those upcoming men, going to be elders and deacons, that you'll never get there where you're there.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. The more I know, the more I know I don't know enough.
Amen.
As long as I know I don't know enough, I'm free to learn more.
Amen.
And that's the way I'm going to keep thinking. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this morning, I've been studying from the Old Testament, but this morning, this lesson, I want to thank Brother Stroud for studying it in for me last week, but it's designed to help us to not forget what the Lord has done for us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you hear people talking. I've heard a lot of talk recently. How people have a focus on now and forgot what God done done. We all do that. How easy it is for us to forget how good God has been and to focus on what we not going to do or what he can't do. God is God all by himself. He don't need us. He delivers us. And sometimes we fail to give him praise. Amen. And so this lesson is relevant for our congregation, other congregations with post-pandemic experiences, things that are going on in this world. And man, with all the stuff that's going on with wars and people talking crazy, China talking crazy, you know, it's homosexuality just going, seems like they're trying to push it down our throats, same-sex marriage. And man, sin, it seems like it's worse than Sodom. It is worse than the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. I mean, at least they were kind of trying to hide. They're not even trying to hide none of this stuff anymore. Man, if we get to focusing on the negative, you'll forget everything God done in this world. God has dealt with the wrongs of this world, and God's going to keep on dealing with the wrongs of this world, whether you like it or not, or whether you believe it or not. God's going to deal with the wrong. He's going to deal with the wrong and the people who are wrong. Amen. So we don't have to take that on ourselves. Now, all of us have gone through suffering, afflictions, difficult times, sicknesses, relationship-type struggles. Amen. Loss of loved ones, sending people into deep depressions and grief. And so we've had a lot of things happen in the lives of people. All of us got, how many of y'all got some stuff going on in your life?
Amen.
Amen. All of us got some stuff going on in our life. Amen. If you just open the book and read it, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff going on in the lives of people. Every one of us sitting in here need this word. Now, you take your mind off of me and listen to what God has to say. That's the way you worship. Amen. Don't let the things and cares and worries of your life take away the opportunity to learn what God is trying to get you to learn. Save your soul. Some of us too old not to be trying to save our soul. Nothing worse than old folk who are messing up and acting like they going to live for another 30 years. You already did 70. God said if by reason 80. Now, you say, why are you saying, I told my mom and daddy the same thing. You at the age of 70 and 80, you ain't got no business fooling around with nothing that could cause you to lose your soul. For a matter of fact, none of us got no business, but God done bless you to get to 70 and 80, and you still fooling around with a bunch of foolishness? Y'all think about it. Say, man, we got to look back and say, man, God, you done gave me 60, 70, 80 years. When I'm going to give him some thanks for that? When I'm going to give him some praise for it? You know, in this text in Exodus chapter 15 where I'm going to be at, Moses is singing a song. He's singing a song. And, you know, we often hear about the Red Sea. We know about the Red Sea, right? We know about the Red Sea, the chapter 14, where God told Moses, stand still. Moses told the people. The people were, you know, coming out of Egyptian bondage. I'll just recap it for you. They was coming out of Egyptian bondage. They had been under the taskmaster of the Egyptians. And then here they go. And Moses trying to get them out of the promised land. But Moses came with a whole lot of excuses. God told him who he was and what he was all about. And Moses had to deal with his fears. He threw the rod down, started running from the snake. And you know what? What I learned from that is that you got to face your fears in order to move to the promised land. You have a fear that we can't get to the promised land. It's because you're running from your fears rather than dealing with your fears. Amen. Well, that's good preaching, Brother Brooks. I know it. I know that. I have to not run from my fear. I have fear, but I'm not going to run from fears no more. God said, throw the rod down of Moses. Moses saw a snake. But he had to trust God that God was going to deal with the snake. Some of us run from the snake rather than let God deal with the snake. Yeah, deal with the snake. And he raced back down and became a rod again. Now God told him what to do. How you do it? Listen. That's what we got to do. Listen to God and start believing in him. So then Moses, he eventually caught on with some help from Aaron, and he started trying to take the people to the promised land. Got down there to the Red Sea. Then you got Pharaoh and the old army riding behind him. Israelites being led by one man, Moses, their leader. They don't know. They see a big old Red Sea out there. And then so Moses told them to stand still. So God sent a strong east wind, blew all night. You got to think about that wind. That wind had to be hurricane force to split that water up. This is the power of God. And he split that water right down the middle. Amen. And the Bible talks about how he blew all night. And that water, we're singing the song that the water congealed. That means it was like ice, like walls of ice. And then the Bible tells us that the Israelites, because God dried it up, they didn't even walk through no mud. Ain't that good? See, when God take care of your path, it's going to be all right. Ain't nothing muddy going to be on it. You don't have to clean your feet when you walk in the light. You got to clean your feet when you're out there with the hog pigs in the mud. Amen. But if you stay with God and follow his track, ain't going to be no mud. You might say it was a little dusty when they went across the bottom of the sea. Yeah, God dried it up. It's on dry ground. Yeah, that's what normally you hear from this sermon and how God delivered them across the Red Sea. But then the song came afterward. Yeah. And so in this part of where I want to be this morning, I want to look at the song that Moses and the congregation sang. They sung a song, see? And that's important for us to know that they sung the song of deliverance. And when people will love God and appreciate him, they can focus on the good when they want to. These people could focus on the good, but now later on, they're going to go right back to the way they were. Yeah, they're going to go right back, and they're going to be long 3 days later. They're going to be out there drinking bitter water. That's this afternoon. See, folk can enjoy God for a while, then go right back to the same old craziness. Yeah, same old stuff. Some folks going to die in sin going back and forth. Yeah, they're going to die in the sin. Going to die in the sin going back and forth. Got to get out of there and stay with God. God said, hey, you do everything I tell you, you won't have no problem. That's what he told them. That's this evening. I'm getting ahead of myself. Now, so here we are. The Hebrew writer said this in Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the what? Fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to who? His name. Giving thanks. Y'all go ahead on and wake up on me this morning. Let's go ahead and sing this song. I think we need to sing a song. You know, I'm hoping this lesson will help us all to stop and reflect on the goodness of God and just give him some praise this morning. Y'all want to praise the Lord?
Amen.
Now, some people say, we're going to pray. We ain't talking about dancing and all that. Praise dancing and clapping and jumping and hopping. That's not what we're talking about. When we praise God, we give him with the fruits of our lips. That's why we sing. They were singing. Yeah. So what we're going to do, I want to do this for you. You know, I think we ought to say thank you, Lord. How many of y'all want to say thank you, Lord? I want you to think in your mind, is there something I need to say thank you, Lord, for I haven't said before?
Yes.
Is there something going on in my life that God done brought me through and I look back on it? You know, I went to that doctor and I didn't think I was going to be okay and I'm okay now. Is there something going on in your life where, you know, you was in a near-death situation and you got to go back and say, man, did I ever thank God for that? Is there, what about your family? Is something going on with your wife and you thought y'all was going to go through divorce and now everything's good? Did you thank the Lord? Amen. When your children went out in the world and you didn't know if they were going to make it home and you know that you taught them right, did you go back and thank the Lord? Did your child come back to the church when they had left the truth? Did you thank the Lord that they came home? How many of us haven't thanked the Lord for something? Amen. Sing a song. Sing a song. Come on over here. Sing that song. Thank you, Lord. You ain't even got to be good at singing. But, you know, Moses led the congregation, but I'm not going to even try that. Moses led the congregation. Y'all sing with him.
Lord, thank you, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord.
Now sing it with some meaning now. Sing it with some meaning. Think about it.
You've been my friend.
Think about it. He's been your friend. Sing with him. Sing with him. Open your mouth. Sing him. What you want to do? I just want to thank you. How you feeling about that? Don't it feel good to thank the Lord? Yes. What did he say? He saved my soul. That's so important that he saved my soul.
You saved my soul.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, man. Thank you, Brother Caravage. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go down through here and pick out a few points and just let's be yours. Start at Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 right there. I'm going to point out just the song and make it personal in your song this morning. That's why I really want you to leave encouraged and say, you know what? I got a song. Or leave with a shift of view and thinking that your view must be more positive than it's been. That's what I want you to leave with. I want you to leave with a positive view of life, positive view of being alive today. And God blessed you. And he's blessed you in the past so many times before. And so here's Moses. Then sang Moses.
And the children of Israel, this song unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously.
The horse
and his rider hath he thrown into the sea.
Now, I want y'all to know Moses is leading this congregation in song. So Miriam, she's going to come down later with some tambourines and her and the lady's going to be doing some things. They ain't got nothing to do with worship. So I'm just going to put that front of there. We see man leading the services. He's leading the children of Israel in song, isn't he? And notice who the songs are to. Moses said, you gotta look at that. He triumphed. He's telling the Lord. His song. See, when we speak it ourselves in the psalm here, when we're singing you all, we're not singing to entertain or to impress anyone else. I mean, one of my friends, I was sitting by him, the minister in Arkansas now. He's my assistant minister at that time. I was sitting by him, boy, and I was singing. I thought I was sounding good. He leaned over there to me and said, boy, I'm sure glad you can preach. I said, praise in my name of Jesus. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, nah, you stick with what you can do with that, right? But I said, man, I ain't singing to you anyway. I wasn't talking to you. But it was funny. I get the point. But the song is to the Lord. Speaking yourself in psalm to him, spiritual song, singing and making melody to who? The Lord. Ephesians 5:19. But he had triumphed. Moses sung this song. He said, for you have triumphed, what? Gloriously. The horse and his rider. He had thrown into the sea. So Moses said, Lord, I know who won the victory. I know who won this thing. Moses couldn't have done it by himself. How many of y'all give God credit for the victories in your life? The triumphs. And that's in your song, you ought to have some victories that you can thank God. God, you brought me through that. You won that battle for me. Amen. It was a victory in Jesus. Amen, somebody. And then he says in verse 2, the Lord... Lord, in my song, Lord, you my strength in my song. And you are my salvation. My only hope to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. In my song is my strength is in the Lord. And my Lord is my salvation. He is my God. In my song, God, you and only you is my God. And I will prepare him and habitation. You my father's God. How many of you got a daddy or mama that was faithful in the Lord? Amen, somebody. Oh, look back to your daddy and look back to your mamas. How many of y'all can look at my mama was a faithful Lord, a servant of the Lord. My daddy was a faithful servant of the Lord. Somebody prayed for me. There you go, the song. One day, my mama was praying for me. I came home, I believe, because my mama prayed for me. How many of y'all got a daddy or a mama that you can say, my daddy, my father, I serve his God. I'm feeling pretty good about this morning. I got a song. I'm trying to leave with a good song in my heart. It makes me thank God for the strength he gives me. It makes me thank God for the salvation. It makes me thank God for spiritual leadership in my family. My daddy was the chief in my home. Amen, somebody. He was a man of God. Praise in my name of Jesus. Let's keep looking at some more good stuff in here. Let's just pick it all out. And then his song in verse 3, he says, man, he's a Lord, you know. Boy, you can fight battles, then you fight wars. You don't always win the war. Amen. You have to fight a lot of battles to win the war. See, we how many of y'all don't want a war? That means the whole situation is over. The whole situation is over. The war is over. Ukraine want the war to be over, don't they? It's not over because they still fighting battles. You're going to fight some battles in life, but sometimes you got to understand that the war is going to be won only when you get God in your life. If you're sitting in this audience today and you don't have God in your life, you have not been baptized, you're fighting a war by yourself, and if ain't nobody else told you, Brother Brooks will be the one to tell you that you will lose the war. Because God is the man of war. The Lord is his name. It's in my song. Who fighting my war? Who is it, y'all? It is who? The Lord, you can say it with me, the Lord is his name. Who gonna fight our wars, Harlem Heights? The Lord is his name. Not Brooks, not you. It's the Lord. It's gotta be in your song. Or you start looking at folk. Amen. Folk can't win the war. God is gonna win it. Moses didn't do it. God delivered them. Moses now singing. He's singing a song. He said now in the Pharaoh's chariot. He's recapping now. The chariot has been cast in the sea. Joel's captain drowned in the sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom. I thought about fishing. You throw a lead out there. That thing sank all the way to the bottom. Moses said he seen them sinking. They were drowning them folk. In your song, you got to understand, some folk ain't going to never like you. They're going to always be your enemy. They're going to try to find something wrong with you. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something about that. I'm going to tell you, when God is your friend, the enemies will sink. Amen. He'll sink them. Yes, he will. I always said, if God be for me, you just a who. If God be for you, I'm just a who. And God can move who's out of the way. God can drown anybody who's trying to work against you in your life. Don't you take the fight on. Don't try to retaliate. Just say the Lord will win the war. And you just left you like a piece of lead going to the bottom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody. Anybody got some haters in your life? Remember, God drowned them haters. Notice this, their right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. He's talking about God, how powerful God is being in his life. And the greatness of thine ecstasy. You've overthrown them, rose against thee.
Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble.
You see that? God said, he'll take a piece of a bale of hay. How many of y'all seen a bale of hay? God can bust that bale of hay and become a little piece of stubble. That's how he say, man, there's nothing left. Nothing left when God get through dealing with you. You know, if we know how good God is, I mean, how powerful he is, we have no fear. Amen. We don't have to fear man. That must be why Paul said, if you seek to please me and you're not the servant of Christ. That must be why Jeremiah said, I fear not their faces. Why? Because when you know God is on your side, when you know you're doing what's right, God will deal with those things that are not right. Amen, somebody. And notice verse 8, he said, watch this in the song. And with the blast, now give him the credit for how he did it. You did it with the blast from your nostrils. Notice what he said in his song. Lord, the flood stood upright as heat. And the depths were congealed. There it is, that word congealed. See that? That's like a wall of ice. You got to visualize this. How God blew with it. He said, God knows with the nostril where the wind came from. And so Moses saying, God, your nostril had the power to separate that sea and build up them walls of water. And then he says this in his song. They sang, he said, now he said, excuse me. He said, what now?
And the enemy.
And the enemy, what? Now, so the enemy has his plan. Remember that. The enemy has his or her plan. The enemy of God. The enemy is people who are not godly. The enemy is the devil. You understand that? Pharaoh represents the devil and his army. That's the enemy. And here it is. What he's saying is the people understood the enemy had some plans. Listen to their plans.
I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil.
The enemy's saying this. So there's always the plotter. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied up on him. I will draw my sword. My hand shall. They had a plan to take out these Egyptians. I mean, these Israelites. Notice what they said. Thou didst blow thy wind with their wind. And they said, God, well, they had a plan, but you blew with the wind and the sea covered them. And they sank as what? That is. See, in your song, you got to say, you know what? I didn't take nothing on myself. What I did, even though the enemy had a plan in my life, I let God deal with the plan. God had a better plan. And when God got a better plan, brothers and sisters, all you got to do is stay with God. Just stay with the Lord and do what's right, and the Lord going to take care of you. He just blew with the wind, Then they said, who is like this? And in the song Moses was singing, he said, so asking a question. He said, Lord, he sung the Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord? I mean, how many of y'all know anyone greater than God? I mean, huh? Who is like the God we serve? Hadn't it been good enough for you to say nobody? Is anybody good better than God? Amen. Is anything too hard for God? Amen. Somebody. So Moses said, Lord, who I'm gonna compare to you? Who is it like thee? Who's glorious in holiness? Who's fearful in praise? Who's doing all these wonders? See, this is a song they singing to him. Lord, who's doing all this? Then thou stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy led forth the people which thou has redeemed. You know, we sing a song of our Redeemer. Who is our Redeemer? It's God. Who has extended mercy? How many of you got a song that you know it was only by the grace and mercy of God that you're still here today? It's only by the grace and mercy of God that you ain't died in your sin yet. It's only by the grace and mercy of God that you are what you are today. Your successes are based on the grace and the mercy of God. How many have got a song in your heart that everything you've accomplished in life is because you haven't died, because you came home from the hospital, because you've been doing right? God has put mercy in your life. God has been merciful to all of us. Praise the Lord. That's in my song. The Lord have mercy. You say, Lord have mercy as a slang. Don't say, Lord have mercy as a slang. Say, the Lord has had mercy already. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Yes, Lord has had mercy on us. He's had mercy on us day of our life. They're in a song, they're looking back at it. He's a Redeemer that has guided them in that spirit unto that holy habitation. Look back at God. Look at him. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants of the Palestinian. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. And all the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm shall be as still as stone. To people pass over. Lord, to the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Notice that. So what they're saying is all the people looking on, anyone else looking on in your life, understand this. When God is in your life and he's taking care of you, the look of owners are notice. There will be people in your life who have to take notice that you are a child of God. They take notice when you're at worship on Sunday morning. Your car ain't at the house. They take notice if your car is parked in a place it shouldn't be. They take notice. Folk gonna take notice. But when you're living for God, they should see things that represent God. Amen, somebody. That's what they're gonna see. And so these people gonna dread their God. Surely you ought to be able to live with people around you say, man, that guy must be a Christian. They ought to be a Christian. That person must be a Christian. The way they live, talk, and act on their job, he got to be a Christian. You know, you shouldn't have to go around telling everybody around you that you're a Christian. Now, they ought to know it by the things you do and say and the way you carry yourself. Am I right about it? You say amen this morning. I'm going to let you go home and go to sleep in a minute. I think some of you need to get some rest at nighttime, too. Shouldn't be coming to worship. You'll get your nap on. You know I'm looking at you. I saw you. So if your eye would look, so brother, I was just resting my eye. Yeah, all right. But here's what we need to do. Give your best to the Lord. Get you some rest on Saturday night so you can focus and worship. Amen. This is something important that we all need to be doing. I mean, let's raise our appreciation and raise the importance of getting our lives right with God and raise up the urgency to do it. It's a now thing. It ain't next week. The day you hear his voice, what? Harden not your heart. Now is acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. The Lord shall reign, he said. What verse we in? 17. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountains of inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee in drill and sanctuary. The Lord shall reign forever. In the song, who going to be on the reign? In your song, God is always on the reign forever and ever. The horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariot. They recapping the success now with his horsemen in the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the tyranny of Israel did what? Here it is. They went on Dry land. Where? Dry, it went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timber in hand. Women. They were just her and the women now. Notice that. It was just her and the women. Outside. They're not in worship. They're just praising the Lord. And Miriam answered and said, sing. She told them other women, y'all, and some of the sisters here, y'all, there's nothing wrong with y'all getting together and singing good things. Don't make all your meetings something negative. You ought to have spiritual women who can get together and say, sisters, we ought to got to do everything we can to be the best we can for the Lord. We got any spiritual women in the house?
Amen.
That can lead other women to be spiritual? Or are you leading them to be gossipers and murmurers and backbiters? You say, what's in your song? See, I'm in a song as a woman, of spiritual woman. In my song is a song much like Miriam. What I'm going to do is try to tell the people, tell the sisters, sing ye to the Lord. Sing, sisters. Sisters, y'all hear me? Sing ye to who? The Lord. God need strong, spiritual women.
Yeah.
Amen. Not all of them going to come here showing everything at top. I shouldn't even go there. Yeah, I do. Yeah. You know, it's tough enough on the brethren. Amen. Good spiritual women dress modest. Now, I'm going to give y'all a tip, sister. If you walk up to a brother and do this, that means you didn't look in the mirror. What'd that tell you? There's no reason you should have to put your hand right there. When most men going to be taller than you, they're going to look down. That's all they're going to see. Then you're going to think they're trying to hit on you. So it ain't that. You done showed everything. Now, all of you that done that tonight, go ahead, put some napkin in there, walk out with the napkin. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. Just mean you were listening. That's all. You don't come up here with your breast showing. Man, you don't do that. Tight clothes on, like you're in the club and all that. Dress modest. Who going to tell sisters that? Other spiritual women.
Amen.
Amen. And this is not wrong to say. It's something we need to say.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody. Just like the place, there ain't no place to come over here trying to chase you a girl either, brother. Trying to chase a woman up here. You ain't up here to save your soul.
Nah.
Amen, Walt. Yeah. Brother got them roaming eyes, 6 or 7, 80 years old, man. Need to go. Yeah, let me just be quiet. Yeah, I can't do nothing but look. No need to look. You're looking too hard, amen. Yeah, you mess around and fall yourself in some sin. Yeah, this is we put a little humor to it, but it's true. You got to have some Miriams around in the church. Everybody can't be Jezebels. You got to have a Miriam that can gather the sisters up and have positive influence. We got to give God praise. We got to sing to the Lord. We ought to have a sister song. Amen. It's your song, sis. It's yours. Because men, no matter what the world wants us to say, men can't have no babies. No, they can't have them. They trying to push that down our throat. That's amazing to me. I wonder how far they going to go now. That's on national TV. Somebody from some college talking about a man can get pregnant. You know, I know, and you know, and they know.
Yeah.
That's a sick-minded person who has no knowledge of the Creator. He make male and female. We need
some strong brothers. We need strong women in the church. We all of us need to have a song. I'm closing.
This is the best part of sermon for some people. It's a song. It's a closing part of it, because some of you get walked on a little bit. You know, let me say this to you: if you don't get hit with the word, your conscience, something wrong with it. You are headed toward a serious conscience. When the word of God, you can't take what applies to you. You're in a danger zone, because your conscience is a trigger to repentance. And you ain't bothered by anything that was said that applied to you and it came from God's word, you never going to have godly sorrow. It means you're never going to repent. So you got to take the word of God and let it do what it's going to do. Let it work. The word of God, what is quickened powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing of the son of the soul, the spirit, the joints and marrow, and the thoughts and what? Intents of what? The heart. That's why we have to hear the word, because it goes into our mind. The word of God is the seed, and the seed only works on a good and honest heart. So what's in your song this morning? Anyone in this audience or listening out there to me need a deliverance song? Have you forgot what God done brought you through? Can you go back and think about it? Did I give God credit for getting me home from this hospital? Did I give God the credit for taking care of me when I couldn't take care of myself? Have I given God the credit for giving me a good wife who had to be by my side when I couldn't take care of myself? Have I given credit to God for the husband in my life who's been there for me when no one else would? Have I given credit to God for the home, that the shelter that over my head, the clothes on my back, amen, somebody, the car that I drive, the food that I eat? Have I got a song? Have I got a song that I did what I said do? I've been to the water of grave of baptism. In my song, I heard an old story. How Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary. The same, a wretch like me. Yeah, I got a song this morning. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind and now I see. And I'm going to keep walking this path, baby. I'm not leaving it. Leave this morning. I encourage you to leave this morning with a song of deliverance, a song of salvation, a song of forgiveness, a song of gratitude, a song appreciate God's comfort during your life, song of your love for God, how good God been to you, song of praise thanking him for the blessings that he showered down in your life, for watching over you at nighttime when you couldn't watch over yourself. Amen, somebody. We ought to thank God. We take so many things for granted. And if you're on the call this morning, or if you're in this audience this morning, you've never been in the water of the grave of baptism. You've never took the breath of a Christian. You need to take the first breath as a Christian, or your song will be a doom song. You'll never be saved. You'll never make it to heaven. You'll never be the best you can be. You won't be the best man you can be. You won't be the best woman you can be. You won't be best wife you can be, the best husband you be, the best father you will be. But God, we nothing. No. You have a song of doom. But why wouldn't you leave with a song this morning? A new beginning, man. I'm no more what I used to be. I'm a better man now. How you do that, Brother Brooks? You got to believe that story, the gospel story, how God so loved you and so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many of y'all believe God loved you like that? Do you believe? How did he show his love? He sent his son. What is his son? Who was his son? Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, came and walked among me, and I'm going to write about it. John seen him coming. John said, behold the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. He led a sheep to the slaughter. For as sure as dumb, he would open not his mouth. Wearing a crown of thorns, hung on the cross, bleeding profusely. Why is all that it? So we can have a song that says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he got up from the grave with all power in his hands. And he gave the command to Brooks and other preachers who would stand flat-footed. Tell them that I died for him. Tell them that I was buried. But tell them I got up with power on the first day of the week. Tell them he that believeth and he is baptized shall be saved. You tell him, son. To tell him, son, the song of a deliverance is deliverance from sin, being washed in the blood of the Lamb. We got the clothes ready. We got everything you need. You just have to have the courage. You got to be able to write your song. My song was written on March the 31st, 1985, when I walked down the aisle of the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. I heard that old story. John Bell was there that day. I went down in the water of graves of baptism. My sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus, Revelation 1:5. My sins were baptized for the remission of my sins. Acts 2:38. I rose and walked a newness of life. I was born again and regenerated, an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. It's in my song. It's in my song. I will sing a song unto the Lord. I will sing a song unto the Lord. I want you to have your song. Who wants their song this morning? Here's what I want you to do. If you want a song that has right in your date of baptism, I want you to come walking down the aisle. I want you to come walking down the aisle. We're going to baptize you this morning. Or if you got some questions, you stay afterwards. And I have a one-on-one VIP class with you. And just to let you know what you need to do so you can get that in your song. You need to have that date wrote in your song. You got to have that date of baptism in your song. That's it. You see, that song won't have no meaning if you don't do it. You got to do it. You got to do it and give God the credit. You, number one, you have to hear the gospel, Acts 15:7. Believe it, Acts 15 and verse 7. Hear the word of the gospel and believe it with all your heart. How many of y'all believe Jesus actually died on the cross?
Amen.
That's faith. You didn't see him. Faith coming by hearing. You heard about it from the word of God. Number three, you have to repent of your sin. Luke 13:3-5. Jesus said, if you don't, you will perish. If you don't make the change, you will make the change. The song we're in, that you perished. You perished. Number four, you have to be willing to confess Jesus to be Son of God before people. Don't, not ashamed of it, just say it. I ain't ashamed to tell anybody. I believe that Jesus Christ. How many of y'all ashamed? Jesus said, if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you. But if you deny me, I'm going to deny you before the Father in heaven. Don't do it. Don't you do it, whatever you do. Don't walk out of here and deny him one more time. Because it might be the last time that God going to give you to make this new beginning. After that, we'll baptize you for the remission of your sins. The water's ready, clothes are ready. And the Bible said angels will be rejoicing in heaven when you make such a decision to start writing your song of deliverance. The first deliverance is from sin. That's your first song. If you're here today, or if you're listening out there, hit 5-star. Let the leadership on the conference call know you want to be baptized. We'll make that arrangement wherever you are. If you're on YouTube, Facebook, you email us, Nationwide Gospel Call, yahoo.com. It's on the website. Go there. We'll make the arrangement no matter where you are in our listening audience. We have churches of Christ all over this nation that work with us, have been working with us to baptize people. If you're here in this building, you don't have to do nothing but walk down to the front. We'll take your name, take your confession, give your hand to the preacher and your heart to God. And we'll baptize you this morning. You leave a new creature, a new man, a new woman, born again. Member of the only church you read about in the Bible. The church of who? That's it. Y'all got it. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ. What song you got? Just as I am? Just as I am. What that mean? That song that you think about, I'm coming just like I am this morning. You know what? I haven't been praising God like I should. I'm going to start. I haven't had my song complete. I'm going to start writing my song. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm just like I am. You start right now where you are. I can be better. Can we be better?
Yeah.
Yes. Can we do better? Yes. You got to see where you are right now. Just as I am, would you come? If you need prayer, come. Remember, prayer is a powerful thing. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know what you're facing, but I know who knows. God knows everything. God can handle the situation. You let us know. We'll pray for you, and you'll have a triumph in your song, a victory in your song, because God said his eyes are over the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. Won't you come as together we stand and sing the song of encouragement.
Just as I am without one plea, but as thy blood was shed for me.
Don't be afraid to come down now. Come on down to the Lord. Come with your prayer request. Come with your confession. Come to be baptized. Let him in. Let him in your life. Let him in your life. The Lord is listening. Get your song now. I come. I come. I come. I come. Why won't you come? Why wouldn't you come? Why wouldn't you come? Why wouldn't you come? Why wouldn't you come this morning? Come to the Lord. Anyone, one precious soul need to come to God. Wouldn't you come? Wouldn't you come? Blood can cleanse. Each spot. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. I come. I come. You may be seated.